Thanks, everybody, for joining us again on Bridging the Gap. As has been this week, the judge is off this week. So I'm Corey Graham. I'm the Director of Communications for Powell County Fiscal Court, and I've been tasked with bringing you something interesting this week. And today I think we have something pretty interesting. We have Powell County's own native daughter and WSKV personality, local rock and roller Chelsea Nolan. And Chelsea's going to tell us a little bit about the budding music scene that we're seeing around here. Festivals are popping up all over. Local artists from just across the county line are starting to get national attention, and there's a lot going on. So, Chelsea, why don't you just kind of lead us in and catch us up?
Okay. So, as you guys know, hopefully know at this point, I have a radio show. It's on every day throughout the week from 3 to 6, except Monday and Thursday, and it's on 3 to 5. And majority of what I play is local music. I'm a local musician, as Corey said. I don't talk about that too terribly much on my show because my show is not about me. It's about what's going on in the area. And I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about playing my friends. I'm passionate about playing people I don't know. I'm passionate about showing people new music that they have never heard before or haven't heard too much of. But the local music scene right now is just insane. There's something going on in Kentucky that isn't going on anywhere else. Everyone's building everyone up. It's a team effort. It's not everyone just going out there for themselves. And it's beautiful, and I think that's why so many cool things are coming out of this, because everyone's attitude about local music and just music in general is more of a joint effort rather than a solo effort. And you get a whole lot further with an army of people rather than you do going out yourself with a sword and a shield. And luckily we're, several hundred strong in this area. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the slippery bark root from the trees or like what it is, if we're working with the ginger, but there's something in the water over here that's making the local music scene just absolutely explode. There's a lot of talent and there's a lot of heart.
Well, it seems to be, even to someone who's sort of a casual observer like me, I mean, I'm not in it. I'm not regularly attending all the shows here and there. But, I mean, even just from the outside looking in, it really does seem to be that there is something growing a lot larger than I've ever seen around here. Probably you'd have to go back to, 50 years ago when everybody played bluegrass music and everybody had an instrument and everybody knew how to play it to get the level of contribution to the culture and the art of the area that we're seeing now.
Right. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's special. And it's really special that people who aren't necessarily musicians and that don't always go to shows and it doesn't, their lives don't revolve around music, which I know your life does revolve a lot around music, but a lot of people who just don't even know much about music know who Tyler Childers is, mm-hmm. and know who Sonora May is, and know who the local Honeys are. And I'm very fortunate that my name is starting to get tossed around in that mix, but it's beautiful. And I don't know if there's any other word other than beautiful for what's going on, but really fortunately there's a lot of local venues who are being really supportive of this, mm-hmm. And it's awesome to watch local venues, as in outside of Lexington, in the Red River Gorge, in Estill County, in Wolf County, like you name it, people are opening up their doors for musicians. Steam Engine in Estill County, mm-hmm. they're fantastic about having shows, and they were so passionate about having local musicians there, they opened up a session room. So they have an entire room. They rented out a whole new space just for musicians, just for music. The first show they had there was Sonora May and John R. Miller, who's from Huntington. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard his stuff, go listen to his stuff. It's fantastic. He is such a fantastic songwriter. But Steam Engine, they started doing that. Josh and I got to play there with this girl who's 14 years old, and her name is Madison Lewis. And it... It probably sounds crazy because you're used to hearing, you know, 14-year-olds singing "I'm a Yankee Doodle Sweetheart" right. at like local festivals and stuff. This girl has so much soul. And if you have not, have you got to hear her yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh, you've got to listen to her. She's awesome. Her name's Madison Lewis. I play her on my show sometimes. She got to play, like I said, at Steam Engine with Josh and I. But she's all around. She's out of London. But Steam Engine allowed so many people to hear Madison Lewis for the first time that's never got to hear Madison Lewis. So it's beautiful what's going on in the music world with musicians, but it's even more beautiful what's going on in the local area that people are opening up their doors to this stuff, like Skybridge Station in Pine Ridge. Mm-hmm. I play there probably like once a month. I'm actually playing there Wednesday, the 19th, with Nicholas Jamerson, the guy from Cindy Best.
Okay.
So they're really good about opening up their doors. I know Joplin Rice plays there.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Solis actually played there at Skybridge Station. Like, they're it's neat, man. It's neat watching this whole area transform because of music.
Well, and you talked about your show on WSKV, and WSKV has been a really big supporter of this movement, and has kind of become kind of feels to me like a catch-all for these artists. Mm-hmm. That they, you know, formerly, when I was younger, everybody had a band. Everybody's mm-hmm. always had a band, but now it seems like local radio is so enthusiastic about embracing the band and pushing them out there. What kind of difference do you think that's making as far as helping these people take off?
I think it's making a huge difference. And I'm not saying that because I am a part of it. I'm saying it because I'm watching it happen. When I go to festivals, I go to festivals either as a musician or as someone who wants to go listen to other musicians. I don't really think about, hey, I'm, you know, here representing the radio station. I don't think about it, but someone will introduce me like, oh, this is Chelsea Nolan, and these people aren't even from here, and they're like, oh, Rolling with Nolan? Yeah, I've downloaded the Pickup Country app. Yeah, I listen to what you're doing. But once local musicians catch wind that we're playing their stuff, they push our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send it out to their fans, and then their fans start listening, and it just kind of spreads like wildfire. Our Pickup Country app, we can track where people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
We got a heavy listenership in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, that's great.
People listen in Cincinnati, people listen in Huntington, West Virginia, because the music scene over there is like a sister city music scene to what's going on in Kentucky right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right across the river. It's right there. But like, the Wooks are really good about pushing us because we push them.
Mm-hmm.
And Geno Seal is really good about pushing us because we push them. And it's just a circle, man. It's a circle of, let's see how big we can take this. Let's see how many people we can expose to what is going on here in these hills.
Well, and there's the thing I found most interesting is, you know, before, the idea of the closest thing you could get to a music festival around here was if you grabbed four or five local guys and somebody rented the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was your music festival.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, you see these things popping up online, and you hear about them out in the community. You see flyers for them, and these are full blown music festivals with two dozen acts, and
yeah.
I mean, that's really impressive.
What's super, like, there's all kinds of cool music festivals around here, but Kicking It on the Creek, I don't know if you've got.
I've seen a lot of promotional stuff.
The Roberts family, they are amazing. And I'm not discounting any other festival. All the festivals here are so helpful for musicians, and they're so awesome. I'm a little biased. I just really love the Roberts family. They're some of my favorite people. But Kenton and Leamber and Kelly and Byron, they're all so good about pushing local artists. And usually at festivals, you see a dozen, maybe two dozen. There's 40 bands at Kicking It on the Creek this year. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's only possible because all of the musicians that are on the bill are so supportive of each other. Everyone that's going to be playing is going to be sticking around all weekend because they want to hear people from the beginning of the festival to the end of the festival. And it's such a good showcase, and it's such a family. Everyone that is a part of this music scene right now is a family. And whether you're a part of it by listening to it, or you're a part of it by playing in it, or you're a part of it by promoting it, like Byron and Kelly and the Roberts family. It's a family. It's a huge family, and festivals like Kicking It on the Creek are really, really key players in what's going on right now.
Well, and you can tell that it is, because when I'm Fred. You talked about, you know, Gene O'Seal. Gene and I go way back. Mm-hmm. Of course, I know you and Josh, and a lot of the people who are involved, I have some loose connection to. And what I think is really interesting that you always see is, if one of you releases a new piece of music, you can absolutely guarantee that by 5 o'clock, every other one of you has shared mm-hmm. that piece of music. And it's so supportive and it's organic. We utilize with our public information a lot of sponsored posts and things like that to draw eyeballs to it. But mm-hmm. what's interesting with you guys is you never see sponsored posts. You don't even like a $10 toss at it to get eyes on it. We mm-hmm. never see that. It's always an army, like you said earlier, of people who are supporting each other and pushing this out.
Right.
And it's really impressive to see. Right. When we went to NataFest, it was 150 degrees, I think, exactly. And but the music that was there, you know, these were real artists. Mm-hmm. This isn't like it's been in the past where, my cousin Jim's got a guitar, he'll play, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, you can actually book really talented, impressive, original content around here, and that's something that's been lacking for a while.
Yeah, there was a ton of awesome people at NataFest. I'm glad that you liked it, because I totally booked all the bands for that.
But there you go. You did a fine job.
Like Wyler Dykeman.
Wyler's great.
He plays with Erica Chambers and the Stendals and mm-hmm. Robert Overby, and he got to play Buck Winburn. Do you know Buck? Oh my gosh, he's fantastic. He knows like every song in the whole wide world. But he got to play at that. But that goes back to local venues, local festivals, allowing these local musicians to be heard in a different light.
Well, what can we do here? Because you see so much of this is taking place in Estill County, and Estill County seems to be really the heartbeat of what's going on. Yeah. What can we do to bring more of this? You know, we don't want to, I love Estill County, but we don't want to export our own.
Don't export your goods.
You're not Estill.
Yeah. Just show up. That's half of it. People in Estill County are showing up to stuff. If there's a show at Picking in the Park, mm-hmm. There's 50, 100, 150 people there. People show up to stuff. Mm-hmm. Right now, in this day and age, whether it's with music or food or whatever, people are looking for something real, and they're looking for something organic. And I feel like the folks in Estill County are really hungry for that, and they're willing to go find it. And I hope that catches on as quickly here, and I think that it is. My brother just released his Music in the Park for the Stanton City Park yesterday, and it's done. It has a ton of shares already. Like people are hungry for it here too. But you got to show up. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And I've been dealing with this lately. You know, in my own head as a musician, the people you think should be at your shows are never at your shows. Mm-hmm. And you just, if you like something, whether it's music or someone's business or a song or a piece of art or a kind of work that someone's doing in the local government, support it. If you like a musician, go to their show. If you like a nonprofit, give them money, give them time. Whatever it is that you enjoy, support it. And I feel like that's the only real disconnect right now anywhere is people aren't going to shows. People aren't supporting anything that they like sometimes. But locally, it's turning around, and more people are supporting the things that they're passionate about. But
well, hopefully we can, we can all work together. Like you said, from artists to even, radio shows like this, which reaches a different audience than what you're accustomed to, maybe we can all pull together and build something that we can all be proud of. I mean, not just in Powell County, but Powell, Estill, and the whole region. But we got about 30 seconds left, Chelsea. Tell us something very important before we leave.
Okay, I'm playing at Skybridge Station with Nick Jamerson on the 19th. I'm real excited about that. That's a pretty big deal. We got a Sunday Best guy coming to the area.
That is a big deal.
And it's Wednesday. It's free. Come get a hot dog. Come get a beer. Come get some music. It'll be fun. So that's the 19th.
Well, there you go. All right, everybody, mark your calendars. And thanks for tuning in to Bridging the Gap. We will be back tomorrow. And we hope we can bring you something just as entertaining as Miss Nolan, but I kind of doubt it. Thank you anyway. Bye-bye.